Right. If a man buys a three-piece suit, name the pieces.
A three-piece, a coat, pants, and vest.
Okay, sure is. And if you buy a suit, you say, well, I've just what a suit.
I just bought a suit.
Mm-hmm. And you say, if your coat just feels real good on it, you say, well, this coat sure does
fit me good.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to a wedding or something that you need to look real nice, you'll say, well, I just cannot wear this old suit and old shoes. I'm going to have to buy me some new shoes and a
new suit.
Mm-hmm. And my little girl likes to put a lot of stuff in her pockets, and that makes your pockets, you know, just stick out like this. What do you call that? Pocket will what?
Pocket full of.
Yeah, or it'll bulge. And
yeah.
And if you wash a sweater in too hot of water, what will it do?
Swank it. To make it draw.
Yeah, sure will. What is this?
A bag or purse.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes a woman will like to wear something around her wrist. What is it?
Watch a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Mm-hmm. And before... I believe you used to wear these. I don't remember. Didn't wear a belt, you wore what?
Suspenders.
Didn't I see you one time with suspenders?
Not many times, but I have worn.
Well, I thought I had seen you. I didn't know. And every time that I go to school without one of these, it rains. But if I carry mine, it doesn't rain. What is it?
Umbrella.
Right. All right, what's the covering on your bed top?
Bed spread.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you lay your head on is a...
pillow.
And the thing that you cover up with is what?
A quilt.
Uh-huh. And if you lay a quilt on the floor for the baby to play on, you call it a what?
I know what you're talking about. The name we call that a pad.
A pad.
A pad.
Yeah. Now, laying it down close to a creek or something that's real rich and pretty, what kind of land would you call that?
Well, that's something. Rich bottom land.
Mm-hmm. And if there's a place where it's real damp and muddy all the time, we don't have them around here very much, but they have them in Florida, and sometimes alligators or crocodiles or something lives there. What is that called?
Swamp.
Mm-hmm. But we usually just call them what? When it's just kind of muddy and everything, what do we call them? You ever heard of marshes?
Marshes.
If what's real poor soil called? If it just won't grow anything, what do you call it?
Poor soil.
Yeah.
Red land or poor land.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard loam?
Yeah.
What kind of soil is loam?
Loam, that's I imagine that's up on the hillside.
Well, would it be rich or?
No, I really don't know that loam, because that word I haven't heard you so familiar, but it. There's so many of those words you can go for until this government came out with their program to build up land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's the rich black soil called?
That's called rich heavy land. Okay. There's different words to have for, yeah.
If you've got water standing somewhere and you dig a ditch, you're going to dig it for what? Dig that ditch for what?
To drain it.
Uh-huh. And, what's a deep, narrow valley of a small stream? You know, if it's just a sink-in place, what is that called?
Now, a narrow
mm-hmm.
valley.
Mm-hmm. A real narrow valley. Well, like if you're running.
Green or?
Like, what did I say when I go about digging a what?
Ditch.
All right. Or if the rain washes it out, they've washed out a what?
Wash the ditch out, because they wash the ditch.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's a channel called that's caused by erosion, you know, if it washes out and it looks like a ditch, what else can it be called? It's just washed out. Or the wind's blown a lot, too.